Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's readings give us an invitation to repent, do penance, and renew our lives instead of carrying the heavy baggage of our sins. Our God is a God who always tries not to punish but to rehabilitate sinners so that we may be made whole and experience inner peace and harmony. Today's liturgy celebrates the fact of God's forgiveness. In the first reading, David's sincere repentance for his sins of murder, adultery, and deceit is met by God's gracious and loving pardon. Saint Paul in the second reading reminds us that it is by faith in Jesus that we are all saved. He says that it is the realization that Christ died for us and lives in us that should bring us to true repentance, leading to renewed life in Jesus Christ. Paul suggests that the experience of forgiveness is made available to all sinners through the saving cross of Jesus Christ. Presenting the true conversion and repentance of a public sinner, today's gospel invites us to real repentance. Jesus challenges us through this gospel episode to have a forgiving attitude to our neighbor and a deep awareness of our own personal need for God's forgiveness and mercy. Once, a certain young woman was very nervous about meeting her boyfriend's parents for the first time. As she checked out her appearances one last time, she noticed that her shoes looked dingy. So she gave them a fast swipe with a paper towel she had used to blot the bacon she had for breakfast. Arriving at the impressive home, she was greeted by the parents and their much beloved but rotten-tempered poodle dog. The dog got a whiff of the bacon grease on the young woman's shoes and followed her around all evening. At the end of the evening, the pleased parents remarked, "Our dog Cleo really likes you, and she is an excellent judge of character. We are delighted to welcome you into our little family." It seems that perhaps the dog was a better judge of bacon grease than she was a judge of character. The Pharisees who invited Jesus for a banquet believed that Jesus wasn't a very good judge of character when he allowed a sinful woman to kiss his feet. The life messages that the Liturgy of the Word invites us are, firstly, we need to accept the mercy of God. We are challenged to accept or reject the mercy and forgiveness of God. We often share Simon's mentality, displaying an attitude of lovelessness and harshness. Let us remember that Simon's self-sufficiency prevented him from acknowledging his need for the grace of God. Let us ask ourselves, do we invite Jesus into our lives in the hope of gaining prestige? Or do we love him because he is the one and only Savior who has died for our sins? Secondly, we need to be grateful to our forgiving God. As the repentant sinner showed her gratitude to Jesus by anointing his feet with tears and precious ointment, we too should show gratitude to God for unconditionally and repeatedly pardoning our sins. This is possible only if we try our best to keep the promises we make in our act of contrition in confession, to sin no more and to avoid the near occasions of sin. Our sincere attempts to avoid the occasions of sin will be proof of our sincere repentance and the expression of our gratitude to the merciful God who has forgiven our sins. Thirdly, we need to cultivate a forgiving attitude towards our neighbors. Although it is not easy, we must learn to forgive those who hurt us if we want to be able to receive the daily forgiveness we need from a merciful God. We start forgiving when we try our best to patch up quarrels, misunderstandings, and disagreements and pray sincerely for the well-being of our offenders and neighbors. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.